We got the chance to interview Angelique Eagleman. She is a law professor who is the Chief Justice on the Sisseton-Wahpeton Supreme Court. She talks about her family being a huge influence on the role she plays today.
I feel very strongly that being raised as a Dakota person has helped shape my natural abilities and talents to want to be, for example, a lawyer who represents tribal nations.
When Angelique Eagleman was 8 years old, she had an encounter with the law enforcement and her relatives. Because of the situation, she decided at a young age that she wanted to become a lawyer to serve justice to her people.
I wanted to be a lawyer when I was 8 years old, and my auntie, who's Dakota and Black or African American, her husband, who was African American, went in to pay a speeding ticket in Kansas at the Shawnee County Sheriff's Department, and he was brutally beaten so badly they had to take him to the hospital. He just went in to pay a speeding ticket. And when I was 8 years old, I remember watching on public television when they came out of the courtroom and won a civil judgment of $75,000 for the wrongdoing of that law enforcement. And so I wanted to be a lawyer after that. I said, I want to do justice. My father is Dakota, so I want you to read these books. So I read Custer Died for Your Sins, and I read Bury My Heart, A Wounded Knee, and I learned about the things and the injustices that had been done to my own tribe. And from that point on, I said, I'm going to be a tribal lawyer.
She focuses her work on indigenous and tribal-based topics such as economics and sovereignty. Another huge part of her position is writing and speaking about the quality of life for indigenous peoples. She was the first member of her tribe and first woman to be the Chief Justice of the Sisseton-Wahpeton Supreme Court of Appeals. I'm Guillermo McElrath up for Radio Camp 2023.